Galdo and Sabatha might be able to use a new playmate, or at least a new punching bag. Suppose I'm willing to spend about 3 coppers and a bowl of piss for a mystery boy. But you'll still need to convince me that you deserve the bowl of piss. What's the boy's problem?
His problem, said the thief maker, is that if I can't sell him to you, I'm going to have to slit his throat and throw him in the bay. And I'm going to have to do it tonight.
2. On the night the Lamora boy had come to live under the thief maker's care, the old graveyard on Shades Hill had been full of children, standing at silent attention and waiting for their new brothers and sisters to be led down into the mausoleums. The thief maker's wards all carried candles. Their cold blue light shone through the silver curtains of river mist, as street lamps might glimmer through a smoke-grimed window. A chain of ghost light wound its way down from the hilltop, through the stone markers and ceremonial paths, down to the wide glass bridge over the coal smoke canal, half visible in the blood-warm fog that seeps up from Camor's wet bones on summer nights.
Come now, my loves, my jewels, my newly founds. Keep the pace.